Good morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host, and HBO has a new feature. It's called All the Way, and the director, Jay Roach, joins me to talk about what this film is all about. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. This film is going to be phenomenal. Oh, my goodness.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm really proud of it.
Well, we'll talk about, first of all, what All the Way is all about, because nobody will really know just by the title.
Sure. It's All the Way with LBJ was his campaign slogan in 1964, and that's where the title comes from. It's based on Robert Shanken's great Tony-winning play on Broadway,
mm-hmm.
and it's about the year from JFK's assassination, which thrust LBJ, Lyndon Johnson, into the presidency, and up until he actually runs for election as presidency the year later, but in between, he decides to take on civil rights and passes the civil rights bill along with Dr. King, Martin Luther King Jr., and the other civil rights leaders who sort of team up with him and put pressure on the Senate and the House to get that incredible bill passed.
He had a lot of opposition during that time.
Absolutely. The Dixiecrats were famously intensely segregationist, and you know, we don't remember a time when all the conservative Southerners were in the Democratic Party, but that's
exactly
what happened back then, and it actually triggered a sort of exodus from that part, from the Democratic Party to the Republicans, who, you know, got behind Goldwater during that election, and it was the beginning of the polarization of the two-party system.
Yeah. It was a political battlefield during that time, and I guess it's not unlike what's happening today. It's still going on, actually.
Oh, it is, and it's you know, it's painful to realize. I mean, there was progress. LBJ's the bill that LBJ and Dr. King worked on, the
mm-hmm.
Civil Rights Bill of 64, did technically end Jim Crow and all of the systemic segregation and sort of just the injustice that was going on in the
mm-hmm.
South. But it's you know, you look around at how things go now, and you wonder how far we've come and why we haven't come much further, much faster.
Right.
For sure.
Right. And there was a lot of sacrifice in the 60s, you know, for that civil rights movement and for that act. And then you look at today and you're like, what happened?
Yeah. One of the most amazing parts of the story, which I thought I knew a lot about civil rights, I've certainly read a lot, but the more I dug into that particular summer, there was a movement called Freedom Summer to get Mississippi voters, African-American voters, registered, because
mm-hmm.
I think something like 2% had been allowed to register at the time, and it was just ridiculously unfair. The system was set up to prevent
mm-hmm.
African-Americans to vote, and a guy named Robert Moses, along with Stokely Carmichael and Fannie Lou Hamer, there was a number of incredible grassroots civil rights leaders, invited white kids from the North to come down and join their teams and canvass the state to try to get African Americans registered to vote. And of course, two white kids and a black kid were murdered that summer, and it, you know, the country nearly exploded over it. And I hadn't read much about Fannie Lou Hamer, for example, who
mm-hmm.
was a sharecropper's daughter, who ended up going to the Democratic convention and fighting for representation for African-Americans.
Phenomenal
in the Mississippi delegation,
mm-hmm.
where there was zero. There mm-hmm. was zero. And I don't know, that whole story is a really amazing one to get into.
Within the movie, a huge cast of people, you know, around what was going on. Dr. Martin Luther King, like you said, Robert Moses, Stokely Carmichael, Governor George Wallace, Edgar Hoover, Ralph David Abernathy, Lady Bird Johnson, Fannie Lou Hamer. So it's a phenomenal piece of history.
Yes. And the cast we found to play all these people were incredible. There's quite a bit of physical resemblance in many of the cast members, but each of them did intensive research to kind of capture the essence of the people they were portraying. And thank goodness that with YouTube, you know, you can go right to the source, you know, and see the actual footage of for example, Fannie Lou Hamer's testimony. So I hope that's what the film contributes to is a sort of curiosity and to get into the conversation about this moment in history, because it really was a major transitionary time in American history.
Absolutely. You've got some, as you said, phenomenal cast that goes along with this, if you want to name a few of those.
Yes, well, we have, you know, Bryan Cranston plays LBJ, which he won the Tony Award doing it on Broadway, but it's an even more intense performance in the film, I think, because he's so incredible up close, you know. So, but then we got Anthony Mackie playing Dr. Martin Luther King, who's a very fine actor. He's just got so much presence and charisma, and his voice is amazing. Yeah, we're really lucky to get. He's sort of more well known for playing the Falcon in the Marvel movies, but he's a really phenomenal guy. And we have Melissa Leo playing Lady Bird, incredible. Frank Langella playing Johnson's mentor, the Southern senator from Georgia, Richard Russell. And one of my favorite performances in the film is Bradley Whitford playing Hubert Humphrey, which I've never seen him fully transform himself into almost an unrecognizable version of himself, but to play this great figure, Humphrey, in the story. You know, and a bunch of other incredible people, too. Aisha Hines plays Fannie Lou Hamer. Eric Pumphrey plays David Dennis, who spoke at that incredible rally after the three men were murdered in the South. And, you know, I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody, because it's a really great cast. I got very lucky.
Great cast. Now, this is going to be shown on HBO through, let me see, mid-June, and then HBO 2. May.
Yeah, it starts this Saturday on Saturday night, the 21st, and then, it runs pretty regularly for the next several weeks.
HBO Now, HBO Go, HBO On Demand, it's on all of them. You don't want to miss this, you know, there's so much history. We have so much history, and a lot of times we forget about the important pieces that really twisted it and made it into where it is today. That really was the catapult for you know, how it went along at that time.
Yeah. One of the most interesting aspects that we're still dealing with today is voting rights. There's an ongoing campaign, as you know, to make it more and more difficult to vote.
Right.
Across the country, really, at the local level, there are laws being passed all the time to take away early voting, to make it harder to register, to require voter IDs even when there's no voter fraud.
That seems like a throwback, doesn't it? It's just a throwback.
This, you know, the next year in 1965, as you saw in the movie Selma, which I admired that film very much, the Voting Rights Act was passed. LBJ is forgotten for all of those things that he did to some extent because of Vietnam, but when you look at the amount of legislation he accomplished in those first few years, some of it in civil rights with the help of Dr. King and the other civil rights leaders, but a lot of other stuff like Medicare, Medicaid, massive increase in spending on education and the environment, immigration reform, PBS, NPR, like the stuff he got done. You know, when you really believe government can accomplish things, you can actually accomplish things.
Yes, absolutely. Again, this is already on HBO, and so make sure you check it out throughout the summer. It's going to be on HBO On Demand. It's called All the Way, LBJ. Jay Roach is the director, and it's a phenomenal story. Jay, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Tawanda. I really appreciate the interest.